Masechet Zevachim, Perek Yod, Mishnah Gimel. In the last Mishnah, we gave five examples of one korban that's holier than the other one, and therefore is offered first. If they are both ready to be offered, we'll give two more examples of this Mishnah. And this is the sixth one we'll provide. Mishnah says, HaBechor Kodem LaMa'aser. The Bechor offering comes before the Ma'aser offering. Mipnei SheKidushato MiRechem V'Ne'echa LaKohanim. Because the Bechor's holiness comes from the moment that it leaves the mother's womb. Right away when it's born, it has the status of being a Bechor. And the holiness starts from that point in time, where the Ma'aser offering is not sanctified until the owner does a count and declares that specific animal to be the 10th one. And at that point, later on in its life, is it declared Ma'aser. So therefore, this holiness kicks in first. It's holier. And also, it ne'echal la'kohanim, the Bechor offering is only eaten by Kohanim, as opposed to the Ma'aser offering, which could be eaten by anybody. Number 7. Ha-ma'aser kodem la'ofot. The Ma'aser offering comes before the bird offering. Mipnei shehu zevach, because it's a slaughtered korban, as opposed to the ofot. Bird offerings aren't slaughtered in a normal way with a knife, but are killed with melika. As we spoke about earlier on in the Masechet, the Kohen's thumbnail is used to kill the bird. Also, the yesh bo kadshe kadashim damo ve'emurav. Also, the ma'aser offering is a kadshe kadashim. It's a most holy item for the mizbeach with its blood and its sacrificial parts, as opposed to the bird hatat, where it also is a kadshe kadashim for the mizbeach, but only the blood. So what we're saying here is this last piece, the ma'aser, is considered to be holier, even though both the ma'aser and the birds are kache kadashim. More parts of the ma'aser are applied directly on the mizbeach, the blood, and different sacrificial parts of the korban. And when it comes to the bird hatat, only the blood is applied to the mizbeach.